Star 101.9, we want to know all about the census, and one lady that can help us out, of course, Caroline Deans, the Queensland Census Director. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thanks, Rob. How are you?
I'm great. You love numbers, don't you?
I do like numbers, you're right.
But a big night that we need to be at home, because census night is not that far away.
That's right. Census night is now only less than 3 weeks away. So census this year is on Tuesday, August the 9th. Mm-hmm. And we last did the census 5 years ago. So time has flown, but it's time again for another Australian census.
If anyone doesn't know what the census night is, it's a chance for you guys to correlate numbers and find out who's doing what and how many there are of us.
Much. So the census is an opportunity to really understand Australia. We describe it as taking a snapshot of Australia at a point in time. Mm-hmm. And we go out to everyone right across the country and ask them some questions about themselves. You know, and we find out things like, well, where do they live? What type of people are they? Age, sex? Where do they go to school? You know, are they working? Do they speak a language other than English at home? And all sorts of important things like that. Mm-hmm. And when we add it all together, we get a picture of the entire country, so some 24 million people. And we can understand, and not just we as the Bureau of Statistics, but it's information that's used by governments, but businesses and also community organisations to really know, well, what does the local community look like? What type of services might we need in this local community? Have we got an older population? Have we got a lot of kids who are getting ready to go to school? Do we have people who speak a language other than English at home and we need to provide different services to them? So it's the opportunity for everyone to just tell their story. And when we add it all up, it paints this really deep picture of Australia.
And it can have an effect on how much money comes back into our community.
Absolutely. That is so important. It's used for the allocation of government funding. And interestingly, the GST allocation, so the movement of the GST revenue from the Commonwealth government out to the states and territories is based on the population. And so for every single person, that represents $20,000. So if you fill in your census form, $20,000 is allocated from the Commonwealth to your state to provide the schools, the hospitals, the other services that are needed.
So on that night, as you say, Tuesday the 9th of August, we don't need to do anything special. You guys are come knocking?
We approach people before the night. So the 9th of August is the night that we want people to fill in their census form. And in some cases, we do come knocking, but this time, unlike previous years, we will also be sending some people their information in the mail.
Ah.
So for people who are living in major regional centres, you know, say like Mackay or other regional centres, they're most likely going to get an envelope in the mail, a letter in the mail, from about the end of July with some information about how to complete the census. For those that are a little bit out of town, then we'll have a field officer come around and deliver the census information to them. So everyone should have their information prior to the August the 9th, and then on August 9th, they either get online and do their census on their smart device or their tablet or their computer, or they fill in the paper form if that's their preference.
If we want to find out more details before the night, where do we go?
We've got lots of information on our website, so that's abs.gov.au/census, and we'll also have plenty of information going out in the media through advertising and other things, or when they get the visit from their census field officer or the letter in the mail, that will have more information about the census. But I do encourage everyone to participate and just maybe remember that $20,000 for each person that's going back into the community to make sure they've got the right services they need. I think that's a bit of an incentive for people to take the time to fill in their census.
Absolutely. You being the Queensland Census Director, do you dream of calculators at night time?
I don't know. That's a bit sad, isn't it?
But you love numbers. You love number crunching. This must be the best. Every 5 years, you're just like, yes, I love this time of the year.
This is a fabulous time at the Bureau. This information is just so important. And I love that we're getting out and talking to everyone, because the census is the one job that I do at the Bureau that really touches every single person in Australia. And that's just so rewarding.
We appreciate all the work you and everyone does down there. So we're looking forward to the big night. We're going to have a big party. Do people have census, parties, don't they?
People have census parties. They do. They absolutely do. And then they post images on social media of them having census parties. It's really cool.
What's the hashtag this year?
Oh, I should know that, shouldn't I? Oh, no. Get on the website. And I don't know. That will help next time. I will know what the hashtag is. Absolutely. It will be all over the media. You'll see it.
We'll talk to you close of the night anyway, Caroline, okay?
Thanks very much for your time.